Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
3-2. Struck him out on the change. Nasty pitch by Drew Thor, picking up his fifth strikeout. Ooh.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haw.
Welcome back. Hope you're having a good Saturday morning in the city of Chicago. It's Inside the Clubhouse right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. David Haw, Bruce Levine talking baseball till 11 o'clock. Thank you, NBC Sports Chicago, for that Drew Thorpe highlight. There have been a lot of them, Bruce. Since coming over in the Dylan Cease trade, he has been everything as advertised. This is a young man the Sox have based a lot of hope and invested a lot of belief in for the future. And he's joining us now on the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas hotline, home of the world's largest sports book. Good morning, Drew. Welcome inside the clubhouse. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Really appreciate your time today. Congratulations on a great first season, rookie year so far. Things have been going well since maybe a rocky debut, but you have been very consistent. Let's start there. In this period of time where you've had four straight quality starts, giving up three hits or fewer, you've opened a lot of eyes. What's been the secret to that consistency?
I think just, you know, sticking to the game plans each week and, you know, working with the catchers and dialing it in with pitch shapes and stuff. And just, you know, continuing to mix around and keep hitters off balance.
When Drew, when people look at you and go, well, he's not throwing 98, 99, 100, but he's getting hitters out. This has been a career trek for you. Can you talk about when you learned about pitching at a young age and how to pitch rather than just relying on throwing a ball past a hitter?
Yeah, I mean, kind of always been that way, you know, never really had super high velo, so kind of learned how to pitch and move the ball around, change speeds and stuff like that, you know, ever since I was growing up, and did the same, taking it in college, and then once I got into pro ball, it's kind of all been the same, so You know, it's just moving the ball around and changing speeds.
What do you think has been the most difficult part of an adjustment that you've made look easy? What has been the thing that maybe we don't see that every start you have to remind yourself you are in the major leagues?
I think it's just, you know, hitters are a lot better up here and they're not going to miss mistakes. So it's just minimizing those mistakes as much as possible and just giving my team a chance to win every time I'm out there.
Drew Thorpe of the White Sox joining us on Inside the Clubhouse. He's David. I'm Bruce. We're here for you every Saturday, 50 to 52 weeks out of the year, talking baseball. And Drew, how difficult has the trek been for you? You are a Chicago White Sox pitcher. You're part of their future. But you heard that from two other teams that you were drafted by the Yankees. You went to San Diego. You're now with the White Sox. How good is it to feel like you have finally found a home? And talk about the process of a young pitcher being moved and mentally what you had to adjust to.
Yeah, it's really good, you know, finding a place and being here and, you know, getting the opportunity. Obviously, it was a pretty long journey. A couple different teams pretty quickly. So, I mean, you just kind of got to look at it as, you know, I was traded for two big-name players. So, that's kudos to me, and I'm wanted at each place that I'm traded to. So, that's kind of the outlook on it. And, you know, you just kind of get past it at the end of the day. It's still baseball. It doesn't really matter where I'm at or who I'm playing for. So that's kind of how I looked at it throughout the whole process.
Let's talk about that for a second. So you're traded in a deal that basically the Yankees wanted Juan Soto. And then you're traded in a deal where basically the Padres wanted Dylan Cease. Soto and Cease, those are big names in Major League Baseball. On one hand, you were traded twice. On the other, Drew, as you point out, you were traded for Juan Soto and Dylan Cease. What does that do to your confidence, and how often do you rely upon that fact that you were dealt for two big names and all-stars?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it builds the confidence, definitely, and that's kind of, you know, the outlook on it. You're traded for two really good players, so you're wanted here for sure, and just kind of coming in and getting an opportunity and just kind of run with it.
Drew, when the White Sox traded for you, I asked about what it was that they were drawn to, and they said, we think that Drew can pitch in the big leagues for 15 years, and the reason is he has any semblance of luck as far as pitching, he already knows how to pitch. So when we see a young 23-year-old guy getting his first opportunity, and we've already heard that he knows how to pitch, what does that mean? And tell us a little bit about the development of your changeup, which is pretty much not only your dominant pitch, but a dominant pitch that baseball is aware of.
Just kind of like what we talked about earlier. You know, that's how I grew up, just pitching instead of throwing. Never had the high velo, so kind of had to make a different way around it and, you know, change speeds. And that's where I think the changeup's been a super – super big help, and kind of always thrown it. Got a little bit, changed it up a little bit once I got to college, switched the grip a little bit, and just kind of ran with it from there. But, you know, it's been my bread and butter ever since then, and it'll continue to be so.
So take us on the mound the other night against the Twins. You're standing up there, and you're facing your good friend from Cal Poly, your friend Brooks Lee, who's playing third base for the Twins, also in his rookie season. And the first two times up, you get him to strike out, and you get an infield ground out, and you're thinking probably pretty good. Then he hits you, he takes you deep, and he hits a home run off you. That was pretty interesting because you had a very solid outing. He had one of the two home runs. What was that like, and how much did you guys talk about it before and after?
Being able to play against him is pretty surreal. You know, something that we talked about for the past 3 years at college, and kind of had our minds set on doing it. So just being able to play against each other on the big stage is super, super impressive for both of us. And, you know, it's kind of, we were talking about it before and just how proud we were of each other. And it'll be fun being division rivals for the next 10 years.
When look next to you, you have young pitchers with great arms. Apparently, from what I've been able to see in the clubhouse and talking to you guys, some great people as well. Can you talk a little bit about the impact of Garrett Crochet as a teammate, as a guy that you have fun with and that you work with building up to your starts every 5 days? What has that been for you so far?
It's been great. You know, he's been a great help. And I know he's kind of new to this too, but he's been in pro ball for a couple of years, or been in the big leagues for a couple of years, so he kind of understands the ins and outs of it. But, you know, he's a super good teammate, super good person. I love being around him. And it also helps that he's a super, super great competitor as well. So we kind of all push each other. And, you know, it's not only him too, you know, Fetty and Flexen and the older guys as well. Especially me and Jonathan Cannon, you know, they kind of help us and show us the ropes and stuff like that. So, you know, I think all in all, like, our starting staff is pretty solid and pretty tight-knit. So we have a lot of fun together.
Drew, you went to high school in Utah. Growing up in a state where there's no obvious baseball team to root for, maybe no obvious pitcher to emulate, who was your favorite team and what pitcher did you want to be like?
I never had a team growing up. Just more followed players a little bit. I always liked watching Max Scherzer, kind of different pitchers, but I just, you know, the way he competes and kind of a psycho on the mound, but he's a really good competitor, so I always enjoyed watching him take the mound.
When you look at Paul Skeens and you see a guy that throws two different fastballs, both over 96, What do you see as a pitcher from that scope when you're looking at hitters trying to react to that? I don't know how many games you've got to watch or innings you've got to watch from him, but are you amazed that a guy can have two different fastballs at that level and have that type of command?
Yeah, he's impressive. We played together at Team USA a couple of years back, and he's a really good dude as well, so... I mean, he's obviously super impressive and having a really good rookie year. So, you know, wish him the best of luck and hope he continues to do so.
Well, let's go, Drew. But on the way out, how surprised are you by your quick success in the majors?
I mean, I would like to say I'm not that surprised. But, you know, it's just cool. It's nice to be up here, getting to enjoy the experience and, you know, meet new people and continue to develop my game and just, you know, fulfill a dream that I've had ever since I was a kid. So it's been really good so far.
Congratulations on your arrival. I hope you're here a very long time and really appreciate your time this morning, Drew.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Drew Thorpe, the young right-hander for the Chicago White Sox. He's going to be in town for a long time. Get used to that changeup. Get used to that kind of even-keeled approach, Bruce. He isn't that excitable, but he is exciting to watch pitch.
Here's the thing that I like about what the White Sox are doing. Normally, if you're trading a guy the ilk of Dylan Cease, you're going to want back something like that, a power arm, unhittable fastball, unhittable slider. They go with a young pitcher who has a different pitch, a changeup that is off the chart, a changeup that is an 8, which is the highest scale when you do evaluating as a scout. And that the other things will come along because he has a changeup and the makeup to be a major league pitcher and a good one for a long period of time. It takes some cojones to do that, David, to trade a guy like a Dylan Cease for a guy that doesn't throw 100 miles an hour.
It's a great point, and it brings me back to the conversation we were having on the Mullenhaw Show earlier this week, Bruce. I really believe this. Curious to get your feedback on this. I said to Mully that, you know, I understand the inherent cynicism about some of the things associated with the way Chris Getz got the job or his proximity to Jerry Reinsdorf or in the organization. He was cheaper. He was inexperienced. He was this. He was that. But I think if his name was Joe Smith and he came from another organization that was of some, you know, high regard, that you look at what he has done in a short period of time. And he's not done yet, but trading Dylan Cease for what he got in return, we just talked to one of the best parts of that deal, signing Fetty, DeJong and Pham, three guys who you could probably you're gonna flip for prospects that might turn out, but you're gonna flip them. And just the overall direction this franchise looks. Obviously, this is a terrible season, historically bad, but you see glimmers of hope in the young pitching, and I think Chris Getz is off to a decent start. Now it's a big 17 days ahead, but Chris Getz has reason to believe that he's on the way to earning the benefit of the doubt early on.
Here's his best acquisition so far. Watson, Bannister, and Barfield, okay? He steps out of a White Sox comfort zone right away when he gets the big chair. It's tremendously impressive because for many decades, David, the White Sox never stepped out of their comfort zone. They never hired outside. They hired from within. They hired people they knew, okay? So Katz was a continued comfort zone for Jerry Reinsdorf. Fine. Nobody knew what he was going to do or how he'd go about it. But when he goes out and he gets three of the top people in the field, a great evaluator and a person who knows everybody in baseball in Watson, a great pitching guy in Bannister, a guy that helped develop a lot of the great young players in Arizona in Barfield. These are the impressive things you want to see. These are the things when you talk to other baseball people that you say, you know what? The White Sox are on the right track because they're bringing in really smart baseball people who are really good at what they do, and there's no connection to this other than they're there to help White Sox get better and win. It shouldn't stand out as much as it has, but that has stood out to me, David.
That said, if they sign 35-year-old Whit Merrifield because he's an ex-Royal, I take everything back.
Right.
I take everything back. I mean, I'm being facetious, but he's on the market. The Phillies just released him on Friday. And you would like to see them begin to limit the amount of number of ex-Royals employees that they add to the mix. But I think Merrifield doesn't fit the profile of what the Sox are looking for now or in the future.
I don't care where the guys are from as long as they're great at what they do. And there's certainly high hopes that this is a group that not only can help the White Sox win, but work together as a unit. Okay, I'll repeat. Work together as a unit with no ego involved to make the White Sox a winner. That is, I think, a key component of what we're looking for from the White Sox going forward.
And I think Getz will have a big decision in the offseason about the manager, which will revisit just how much he has earned the benefit of that doubt. The Score listener line powered by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Let's go out to Mike, who is in Glencoe. Mike, welcome inside the clubhouse.
Good morning, and Bruce, someday we're going to have to get into more discussion about what you mean by working together as a unit. That's a very interesting observation. But what I wanted to talk about, guys, was something, David, you talked about with James Fox yesterday. I've always felt that Mike Shirley is one of the most competent people in the Sox organization. He seems to have a preference for position players, and I understand that. But when you look around the league, you see the Jackson Holidays of the world, and as Fox said, we have to be honest. Colson Montgomery is really struggling, futures team designation or not. The concern I have is if we pick a position player, the development time seems to be so long. And my question to you guys is, can the Sox afford to take a chance on a position player with the longer development time and still make the progress towards a 500 team? We're still 41 games under 500, and it's going to get worse. Can we take a chance on picking a position player with the number 5 pick? What do you guys think?
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the phone call. The draft is tomorrow, Bruce, and that's a very good question for a team drafting 5th who decided or is building around young pitching. Do they need to go position player at number 5?
Best player available when they pick. That's the way it goes. We'll be talking to the Cubs director of scouting at the bottom of the hour here pretty soon, and I think you're going to hear that mostly from scouting directors these days. With the White Sox, there is and will continue to be an emphasis on pitching, but at some point, wow, you're going to need outfielders. You're going to need infielders. The catching part, I like where they've already gone with their catchers, okay? I think they really have some really good young catchers that they've already acquired that are working toward that. Lee, I think, is an exceptionally talented young catcher that's only going to get better. They have a young guy that they acquired from Oakland that's exceptionally good defensively that's working on his offense. So I think they're good there, but if it's a position player, David, that's the best player available, you have to take him. I think that's what the White Sox have to do.
If the big, burly slugger from Florida, Jack Caglione, is he there at number five, you pounce, because he can hit the ball a country mile. Bruce, he's the guy that will make people stand up and take notice at the draft to start the clock ticking on his ascent to the majors. I don't know how quickly it is. And I don't really know the difference between the young right-handed high school pitcher or the young shortstop from high school. The fact is, if they draft a high school player, you're looking at 3 to 3.5 years. If they draft a college player, you're looking at maybe half that in terms of development in today's Major League Baseball clock. Mike Shirley is very good at what he does, and I think he also is very credible. So when he says tomorrow, when they draft fifth, it's the most important piece of this rebuild, you pay attention. Yeah. It is that important.
David, here it is for me when I'm drafting pitching, center field, shortstop, and catching, okay? I don't think you can build an organization and not concentrate heavily on those spots. To play shortstop and center field, you got to be a special athlete. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be an elite one, you have to be able to hit. Ideally, you have to run. If you're a center fielder, for sure. You already have that in Luis Robert for the next 3 years. It's a pretty moderate amount of money. I think they'll listen to trade talk, but I like Luis Robert there. Only question is the health, of course. You got to get an elite shortstop. I don't know if Montgomery's that. They think he's an elite power-hitting left-handed hitter. He might be a third baseman. He might be a first baseman. We don't know. But again, that's my concentration. Great shortstop, great center fielder, great catching, pitching. I think the rest take care of itself.
My modest contributions to any draft room for baseball would be this. Okay, if a guy can hit 100, you draft him. If he's a catcher with a high ceiling, you draft him. If he's a first baseman that can hit the ball to the moon, you draft him. Other than that, draft shortstops. Draft shortstops in the first round, in the second round, in the third round, in the fourth round, in the fifth round, and then play them wherever they can be. Because you're right, they're the best athletes. What do you do with the kid who's nine, who's catching every ground ball, and he's on a team full of 12-year-olds? You put him at shortstop because he's the best player on the team. So draft shortstops. It's a very simple approach to this draft. I think I've just solved the riddle, Bruce. Why am I on the radio and not in a draft room somewhere?
Because most of the time we just speculate rather than actually know.
Okay. That's true. And you can come see us in person. You can see us speculate and grasp for meaning out of things in Chicago sports on the Mullion Haw Show, July 18th. It's Thursday. And you want to be the fifth caller to the Scores Contest line right now, 312-540-0670.
David, I'm so proud to work with one of the greatest speculators in sports radio conversation history. So thank you for working with me every Saturday.
I'm not speculating right now. I'm giving people a chance to win, to see us speculate in person. So the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio is where we'll be. It's catered by Schmaltz Deli. If you win a ticket and you're able to go, you can take a selfie with Dustin Rhodes. I promise you that. And you want to get here 6 to 10 is the show on Thursday morning. Get up early, but it'll be worth getting up that early, Bruce, and I think that'll be a lot of fun. And maybe you can make it too, Bruce, if you want to get up and make the trek, and that would be a lot of fun to have all the people in the studio that we use on a regular basis. Olin Cruz, Dave Wannstedt, we're inviting some others. Hopefully it will be a large and lively crowd.
If Schmaltz Deli is the sponsor, I'm there, okay? So I know the food's going to be great. I'm ready.
I knew that was the way into your heart. And, Bruce, you know what? We are also just a week from training camp. just about we're less than a week now, because they report on Friday, July 19th. We'll be talking about the Bears as well. The Score is going to have in-depth coverage of training camp to get you set for a 2024 season that will be full of excitement. Caleb Williams' era has begun, and Bears training camp coverage on the Score presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
We only hope the Bears allow the reporters to actually try to do their job. That's my only hope, is that with the great new communications department there with the Chicago Bears, that you know, reporters get a chance to do something besides stand there with fans, not take pictures, not be able to talk to players. You know, a new world for the Chicago Bears is what I pray for all our great media reporter friends, to be able to cover the Bears the way that fans deserve to have them covered.
Well, when Bruce is done talking football, we'll go back to talking baseball. If you want to talk Bears the rest of the time, Bruce, I know you are dying to do that, but we'll talk baseball when we come back, because Dan Kantrowitz of the Cubs, he's got a big draft on his hands as well. The Cubs draft 14th. We'll talk to him next. It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Fly ball hit to deep left field. This may go. It is gone. Matt Shaw goes deep. His first home run of the spring.
How about that? A slider that just caught too much plate. Matt Shaw was out in front of that pitch and still had enough bat speed and hand speed and strength to hit it out of the ballpark.
Welcome back. It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. David Haw, Bruce Levine here until 11 o'clock. That was a spring training highlight, courtesy of The Score. Matt Shaw, Cubs prospect, making his presence felt in the minors this year, going to play in the Futures game this weekend, the 13th overall pick of the Cubs in 2023. The Cubs have the 14th overall pick in tomorrow's draft, which brings us to our next guest, the Cubs Vice President of Scouting, Dan Kantrovitz, and he joins us on the guest hotline sponsored by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
I'm great, guys. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Great to talk to you. Let's start with the year that Matt Shaw has had since drafting him 13th overall. We want to talk to you about what your thought process is tomorrow going in and drafting 14th, but how would you assess the progress that Shaw has made in the year since you took him?
Yeah, I think the way that we would assess his progress so far is that he's right on track. He's somebody that we thought would come out of the chute hitting. He had an advanced bat relative to the rest of the draft class, and we felt like there was going to be it was going to take some time to sort out his position defensively. But with the head he's got on his shoulders and just the work ethic and the persistence, we felt like he was going to be up to the challenge of playing multiple positions and eventually getting playable at more than one on the dirt. And I think that's kind of where he's headed right now. And it's been exciting to follow his progress.
Dan, great having you on. Appreciate it so much. When we talk about team philosophy in the draft, it's not just your philosophy, it's an organization philosophy. And where the organization is at as far as their minor league system. The Cubs seem to be in a very good place thanks to a lot of your drafts and a lot of development by the people in the Cub organization. But when it comes to tomorrow, how much does that play into whether you draft a high school kid with a huge upside or a college kid that can step up and maybe be in the big leagues in a year or two instead? Where are you at as far as organization philosophy right now?
You know, I think it's, as we're seeing players come out of college more advanced than ever, just because they've adopted some of these similar technologies that we have from a player development standpoint, and the schools that aren't, even the high school kids, are taking the initiative and kind of pursuing some of these advances on their own, on the side. I think we're seeing a trend in amateur baseball that, you know, these kids are coming out more advanced than ever. And, you know, from that standpoint, I think it narrows the gap between what we typically think of as, you know, the development of a high school player versus a college player. There's still a gap. There's still the experience of playing 2 to 3 to 4 years in college. But it's narrowed, I think, compared to prior years. But, you know, I think the circuit that these high school players are on as well throughout the summer, it's pretty intense, and they get a taste of what professional baseball is like even before the draft. So I don't think we're worried quite as much, at least relative to how we used to be, as far as the high school player being that far behind. So as that relates to our draft strategy now, I think we try to put both the high school and college player on an even playing field in terms of, their developmental trajectory. I think in the past it used to be, you know, pretty consistent with just their difference in age. If you had a 20-year-old relative to a high school player that was 18, it was like, you know, that kid was 2 years behind. Now I think it's probably, you know, closer to just a year behind. And so that compels us to lean best player as opposed to just demographic.
Last year in the draft, you took 20 players, 17 were college players. And I think that what you're suggesting is that might be changing in the overall approach. I wonder, is that just with the Cubs, or do you think you see that throughout baseball? Because it does seem like the sport is getting younger. You can look at the All-Star game rosters and see, you know, a couple 21-year-olds. You look around baseball and you see a couple 20-year-olds making a lot of money and having a lot of hope invested in them sooner rather than later. And heck, I know it's an extreme example, But Paul Skeens was drafted the last time you guys got together for a draft, and Tuesday he's starting in the All-Star game. So I think patience level, seems like the progress, the prospects are being progressed at a higher rate, Dan.
Yeah, I think that the college players now, you know, there are lots expected of them as soon as they sign. And sometimes, you know, we expect a little too much, you know, but when you get a talent like Paul Skeens that just, you know, looks like he could pitch on a big league field when he was in college, you know, those guys, those special players exist, you know, but not everybody kind of fits into that prototype. And, you know, I think we still need to realize that in some cases these are 21-year-old kids and 18-year-old kids, and we need to just be patient with them. At the same time, when you look at like the makeup of a draft and how many high school players we take, a lot of that's not based on preference going in. I mean, they're generally more expensive, if you will, relative to like the college player, and mm-hmm. we're constrained by a cap that Major League Baseball imposes on our draft. This year it's $10 million. And so there's only so many high school players that you can take, even if you'd like to take more than that, because you end up having to what's called buy them out of college. So you pay a signing bonus that's probably more relative to the college player. And so in that case, you know, there's, even if we wanted to take half high school players and half college players, we'd probably be constrained by that cap where, you know, we wouldn't be able to do that. So I think when we look back at last year and the past few years, actually, the investment that we've made in the high school demographic, I think, is pretty substantial, especially relative to what other teams have done and relative to our pool, because we want to be aggressive there.
So it's draft day, pick 14 comes, and third baseman Cam Smith from Florida State, a power hitter who's already shown last year he could hit with a wooden bat with power and slug, is available. And then you have maybe Connor Griffin that's still available, a high school shortstop with power and speed. Where does, you know, it's Christmas, but it's Christmas really fast for you guys. So when you have a decision to make, it's fun, but it is so crucial. And how prepared are you to pivot when you don't know how everyone else is going to draft?
Yeah, it's a great question, Bruce. And, you know, I think there's a reason why, you know, some of the really talented folks in our office, you know, that I work with, Michael, Scotty, Ben, and you know, in concert with Jed and Carter, obviously, you know, there's a reason why we're working around the clock, you know, the past few months to try to do as much due diligence on every player on our board, because we don't really know what's going to happen in front of us. And the only time you can actually know what's going to happen in front of you is if you're picking one overall. Other than that, you know, we have to wait and read and react to what the 13 teams in front of us are doing. And, you know, I think the more prepared you can be to take as many players as possible at different price points, I think that the better off you're going to be. And then, as soon as you make that first pick and know, hopefully have an idea of what the, you know, expected bonus of that player is going to be, then you immediately start preparing for the next pick. And tomorrow we've got two of those. So as soon as we make that pick at 14 and have an idea of what price we're going to lock that player in at, we can have an idea of who we're going to be targeting at 54. But you can just imagine the number of permutations and possibilities that we've had to consider, and that those folks I mentioned, you know, all the work they're doing on, you know, the background, the due diligence, the scouting evaluations, on all those players. It takes a lot of people to have a successful draft, and we've got a really talented group here in the office that is helping us prepare.
Talking with Cubs Vice President of Scouting Dan Kantrovitz for a final moment. Dan, every year, the stories, the backstories, where you guys found these guys, what your scouts had to go through to discover somebody here or there, always seem to be fun after the fact. Anything come to mind as I talk about that this year with this group, about how far flung maybe you had to go or what you had to experience as the guy overseeing everything?
Yeah, I think that's going to be a great question either after tomorrow or after Monday when we can talk about some individual players. But, you know, no doubt from just a high level, or, you know, our scouts, there's been players from Hawaii to the Dakotas to Puerto Rico, you know, and I think last year is a good indication that, you know, we're aggressive in every sort of pocket of these markets. You know, last year our high school crop, two of the players, one came from Puerto Rico, one was born in the Dominican and went to high school in the States. So, you know, I don't think you can kind of rule out any kind of background here and to end up having the, you know, as good of a draft as possible. So probably a better question after, you know, we make a couple picks in the next few days. And we can dig in on some of the interesting backgrounds of all these players.
Dan, how has the scouting director's job changed with the advancement in technology and video as far as the 250 days a year that scouting directors used to be on the road? Has that been refined to a more realistic life for a scouting director, a family life, a personal life? Many of them, you know, were driven to madness in the old days by being gone that long and trying to see as many players as they did. What is it like these days to be vice president of scouting for a ball club?
That certainly doesn't portend very well for me. if people that have done this job before me have been driven to madness, I can tell you that. I'm not close to being driven to madness right now, and I love it. You know, I think it definitely takes a different breed, if you will, a different mindset to work in scouting. And you know, I'd say probably baseball operations in general. I mean, you know, scouts aren't the only folks that that have that schedule. And I think, you know, the problem, if you will, is that, you know, we love our jobs. We love to be out there doing it, and so it doesn't feel like work. And like you said, Bruce, that can get you in trouble because you've got this insatiable thirst for just getting out there and working, and then you factor in it that you want to be, you know, competitive relative to what other teams are doing, and you don't want to let them, you know, turn over more stones than you or find other players that you haven't seen. So you end up spending a lot of time on the road, and you know, I don't think that number has decreased at all. If anything, it's gone up because there's just more opportunities to see players, you know, and more events that just keep popping up. So, you know, I don't think you'd find anybody that would complain about the schedule because we love what we do. But no doubt, it takes a lot out of you, and I think there's a couple weeks and. You know, late November and December that you can take to recharge. But other than that, it's, you know, 360 days a year.
Dan, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck tomorrow, your Super Bowl Sunday, the amateur draft for Major League Baseball. Really appreciate the time.
No problem. Thanks for having me on, guys. Take care.
Dan Kantrowitz, the Cubs vice president of scouting. The Cubs draft 14th overall. Bruce, what's your prediction? Pitcher? Position player, high school player, or college?
You know, it would be, you know, for me, it's a power hitter, and I like Cam Smith out of Florida State. Big right-handed hitter, tremendous power. Like I said in the interview with Dan, last year he went to Cape Cod and dominated. That means that you go from the aluminum bat to the wooden bat, and he just picked up where he left off in school. So, I'm hoping he drops through because the Cubs need to add a power hitter, and they think he could come along within a couple of years and be impactful at Clark and Addison. You can use all the help you get there as far as slug.
And the Cubs are making a move to get all the help they can get this afternoon. The Cubs and Cardinals, the day-night doubleheader, beginning at 12:40, pregame coverage right here on The Score. Game 2 pregame coverage at 6:40. All of it heard right here on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. They have a pitcher to add, and they have one to subtract. We'll tell you about it next when we come back to close things up on Inside the Clubhouse. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Little just got hurt throwing that last pitch.
Oh, no.
Kind of
Cubs really can't afford many more injuries to their bullpen. Been a leaky bullpen as it is. And Little felt something immediately upon throwing this pitch.
Back on Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Thank you to Apple TV Plus for that highlight from Wayne Randazzo. The Randazzler shared the news. Luke Little left the game. Bruce, this morning, the Cubs make a corresponding move, placing Luke Little on the 15-day injured list with left shoulder strain, bringing up Ethan Roberts to replace him on the roster, at least for today, because Javier Assad has also been reinstated from the injured list and added as a 27th man because they have a doubleheader in St. Louis, trying to win their sixth game in the row. The Cubs coming in hot to St. Louis. They are right here on the score at 1240. But Luke Little down, that's a concern because of the left-handed nature. They don't have many of those. Ethan Roberts in and Javier Assad back. What do you think?
I think Yubi should be ready to start pitching for the Cubs, start warming up at home there in Indiana, and get on a plane, go to St. Louis. They might need you for that second game, running out of pitchers here. Elisa Menaker just walked into the studio. She's doing the pre and post for both games and tomorrow as well. With her background, I think she needs to be ready. All kidding aside, David, the next man up theory for the Cubs, although the bullpen has been leaky, it certainly has, you know, you've seen an awful lot of confidence of the guys that show up, people had never heard of before, showing up and getting the job done. Again, do they need a closer? Yes, of course they do, and hopefully they'll trade for one before the deadline. But I give Tommy Hotovy and the pitching people an awful lot of credit for instilling confidence and pitchability help for all the guys that have shown up. Because, again, if you look at the bullpen now compared to opening day.
Yep.
Not a lot of guys you recognize.
Much different, absolutely. They have changed the subject in Chicago, thank goodness. Have they changed their season? We'll see. But they have an opportunity, and that is the main thing. Bruce, thank you for all you did in lining up these guests today. They were great. Drew Thorpe, Dan Kantrovitz, we had a great show. Robbie Triano did a terrific job behind the glass, and thank you most of all for your presence, Bruce.
You mean we have to leave?
We got to go.
Elise says we have to go, so I guess we have to go. Yeah, Robbie, great job. You know, we thank our guests as well. People can follow me on Twitter, MLB Bruce Levine, on our website, 670score.com. I guess it's X, isn't it?
Yes,
it
is.
Can't get a better name.
Maybe next week. Anthony Heron is next. Thank you for listening to Inside the Clubhouse right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Little just got hurt throwing that last pitch.
Oh, no.
The Cubs really can't afford many more injuries to their bullpen. Been a leaky bullpen as it is. And Little felt something immediately upon throwing this pitch.
Back on Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Thank you to Apple TV Plus for that highlight from Wayne Randazzo. The Randazzler shared the news. Luke Little left the game. Bruce, this morning, the Cubs make a corresponding move, placing Luke Little on the 15-day injured list with left shoulder strain, bringing up Ethan Roberts to replace him on the roster, at least for today, because Javier Assad has also been reinstated from the injured list and added as a 27th man because they have a doubleheader in St. Louis, trying to win their sixth game in the row. The Cubs coming in hot to St. Louis. They are right here on the Score at 1240. But Luke Little down, that's a concern because of the left-handed nature. They don't have many of those. Ethan Roberts in and Javier Assad back. What do you think?
I think you should be ready to start pitching for the Cubs, start warming up at home there in Indiana, and get on a plane, go to St. Louis. They might need you for that second game, running out of pitchers here. Elisa Menaker just walked into the studio. She's doing the pre and post for both games and tomorrow as well. With her background, I think she needs to be ready. All kidding aside, David, the next man up theory for the Cubs, although the bullpen has been leaky, it certainly has, you know, you've seen an awful lot of confidence in the guys that show up, people had never heard of before, showing up and getting the job done. Again, do they need a closer? Yes, of course they do, and hopefully they'll trade for one before the deadline. But I give Tommy Hotovy and the pitching people an awful lot of credit for instilling confidence and pitchability help for all the guys that have shown up. Because, again, if you look at the bullpen now compared to opening day.
Yep.
Not a lot of guys you recognize.
Much different, absolutely. They have changed the subject in Chicago, thank goodness. Have they changed their season? We'll see. But they have an opportunity, and that is the main thing. Bruce, thank you for all you did in lining up these guests today. They were great. Drew Thorpe, Dan Kantrovitz, we had a great show. Robbie Triano did a terrific job behind the glass, and thank you most of all for your presence, Bruce.
You mean we have to leave?
We got to go.
Elise says we have to go, so I guess we have to go. Yeah, Robbie, great job. You know, we thank our guests as well. People can follow me on Twitter, MLB Bruce Levine, on our website, 670score.com. I guess it's X, isn't it?
Yes,
can't
it is.
Can't they get a better name?
Maybe next week. Anthony Heron is next. Thank you for listening to Inside the Clubhouse right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.